Hola, everyone. I'm Jenny Solins, along with my husband, Ben.
Hola, chicos. Bienvenidos a Breaking Español.
Every week, we share our journey as we learn Spanish, immersing ourselves into Latin culture while raising our young son bilingual.
And we hope that hearing our story inspires you to embark on your own language learning journey. ¿Están listos?
Vámonos. Enjoy the show. Bienvenidos a Breaking Español.
Bienvenidos. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, Benjamín. ¿Qué tal?
Nada mucho. Listo para grabar, para competir cosas para nuestra audiencia.
¿Oh, sí?
Ajá.
¿Qué?
Oh, hoy tenemos muchas cosas. O tres cosas grandes y unas palabras nuevas desde clase de español.
Sí. Ok, para This Week I Learned.
Ajá.
Sí. Ok. Pasada semana.
Uh-huh.
Es muy, muy triste.
Oh, sí.
Sí.
Dime, ¿qué pasa?
Pues, nuestra niñera
uh-huh.
está no más. No sé en español. Like, she gave her notice.
Mm-hmm.
Our nanny, who we love so much, gave her notice last week. And she's been such a big part of our bilingual journey. So I think we were hit really hard with that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus she's like his abuela, his grandma, or nana, she says. So there was just a lot of things. I didn't think it was just going to be such a big impact, but it was.
Perdimos is the word.
Perdimos?
We lost. You know, that's a good question for folks. I'm not sure if we would say we lost or if there's another way to say like she's leaving. And, you know, el razón es porque nuestra horas no está bien para ella. See? Like the hours, the schedule isn't really good for her. Para sus hijas.
I think if you were like giving your notice to a job, it's different than like we lost her. Because I was thinking about that the other day when I was talking to Lalo, because mm-hmm. we had just found out when we went to class with Lalo. And I was trying to think of a way I would say it for Lalo, too. And in Spanish, I don't think you would say we lost her. Like, that sounds very like she died or she...
Well, in English, that sounds like that.
I guess so, yeah. So, I mm-hmm. think it was more like she quit or something like that. And
yeah, I feel like I should have written that down.
I
don't remember if I did.
We talked a little bit about it in Spanish, but so she has been working with us since Jack was 5 weeks old and he's 20 months now. And she has been great. She's built a really good relationship with him and us. But for her, she has a whole family at home, and definitely part of her culture, she is who runs that house. She cooks for her own kids. She cleans for them. Then she helps them with their homework. And mm-hmm. she has so much to do. They're in like elementary, middle school. And her oldest daughter is having a baby. And her oldest daughter has been the one that's been watching Jack for like babysitting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she just got to a point where she's like, I can't cook and clean here, take care of a kid here, and go home and do it. So I think she wants to just stick to cleaning houses, which mm-hmm. we were like begging her to still come to ours because Jack has to be able to see her.
Yeah, of course. And of course she'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it brought up this whole like, now what do we do? Like, do we mm-hmm. really still want to have a nanny? Do we find another nanny that speaks Spanish? Because again, it's been really imperative for our learning too. Like, we talk with her every week and solo in Espanol.
Yep.
Or for the most part. I mean, I would say I only...
We talk a lot in Spanish with her. And
a lot. Just about casual conversation. Like, we've got to learn a lot of Tijuana slang from her.
Yep. She's helped us quite a bit.
Yeah. So we kind of... It brought up a couple things. And we met a nanny that we're very interested in. And we also started looking in bilingual schools. And I kind of thought I would be looking into bilingual schools years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just really, it wasn't on my radar. Was it on your
radar
at all?
What do you mean, what kind of school?
A bilingual learning school. So Jack starts kindergarten and he does,
But Jack starts kindergarten's 5 years old, right? He's two. So what are we talking about? What kind of school is this?
No, I'm trying to explain to you that I wasn't even thinking of school for a long time.
Oh, right.
I wasn't even planning it. No. And then I thought, oh, okay, when he's like three or four, because I thought we would just have a nanny for a while,
mm-hmm.
just because we're self-employed and it's kind of an easier schedule. We don't need full-time daycare. And I thought maybe when he was three or four, we'd take him somewhere like a YMCA and do that. So this just kind of shocked it a little bit. And I was like, maybe I should look into other things. And so I looked into a couple preschools and I found some cool ones. I didn't get a chance to call one before. Randomly, this woman came up to me yesterday at the farmer's market and handed me her card. And it was for a bilingual preschool right by the farmer's market, which is by my work. And so that's why I want to call today and just find out kind of what the program is. And I think we were talking about this, like a bilingual preschool, which would be anywhere between, some preschools start at 18 months, which I think is probably a little early for like a preschool. It's more like a daycare, but like preschool could be 2 years, 3 years up till they go to kindergarten. But a bilingual preschool, we were talking about, it seemed kind of like not necessary. Mm-hmm. We just wanted a Spanish preschool.
Yeah, just all in Spanish.
Like, what if we just find a place that's just all in Spanish? Because then we could just change our home life and we would just talk in English at home more.
Well, and even if I understand right, the bilingual programs at elementary schools are, when they start out, it's almost solo 90, in Espanol. Oh, is it 100%?
Might be 90.
But it's almost all in Spanish.
Until third grade.
So I don't really think it's so when we thought about it, we're like, yeah, why not just do all in Spanish? What's the problem with that?
And gosh, if anyone's familiar with how to find preschools, please let me know, because this is so new to me. And most of my friends, the preschools they're going to are not the same style. Like they're in different school systems or whatever. They have different plans, but this bilingual is something that's more important to us. And so I've been looking on Yelp and just like asking around and looking on Facebook groups. That was so random. That woman came up to me yesterday. I was carrying Jack and she handed me a card, but it's been a process because I haven't been able to find something that just says we teach preschool in Spanish or we have a daycare solely in Spanish. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been kind of cool and interesting to look at what his next step is, like just something that will be good for him, that he could play outside and still learn his numbers and colors in Spanish.
I love the idea of him being more comfortable away from us too. I know we've had to deal with this a little bit where we wanted to take him places and leave him somewhere, but he just wasn't, he has total separation anxiety. I feel like maybe now, this past week or two, he's been a bit better, but
it goes in such ways.
It'd be nice to,
like, 1 minute he'll be
start introducing him, you know.
Yeah, 1 minute he'll be, you know, he'll cry with Patty, who he's been with since 5 weeks old, when I leave for work. And the next minute he's like, adios, mama, you know.
Yeah.
It just really depends on the week, you, what day you catch him on. But it, I think I feel the same way. Like, it'd be nice to have him out of the house and have him have kind of that process. So that's kind of been rocking our world a little bit this week because it is, it's a huge part of our family. So,
you know, fortunately for us, when it comes to either finding a Spanish or bilingual preschool or a nanny that speaks Spanish,
we have a really big community of it
where we live. Yeah, it's really not that hard, but I could totally understand. So what were the ways we looked before to find Patty? It was care.com, right?
I did care.com before, and I wanted a referral, but I didn't have a connection with anyone. Like, I didn't know any other moms, really, or anyone in that area. And a few people connected me to Nanny Shares on Facebook, but at the time, nothing worked. So now, I don't necessarily need care.com as much because I got a handful of referrals when I announced to everyone I needed a new nanny. And then we also got hooked up on Facebook, has amazing groups that you connect with. So I have one that's called Mommy Meet Nanny, and I have another one called Parents, Nannies, Babysitters Connection. So, and they think it says San Diego. So they're all for like where you live, but just Google it. And they usually are invite only. It's just so that the protection of people's information. And then you just can connect with people and you can find nanny shares and things like that.
So that'd be, so for a recommendation for somebody that, you know, doesn't have the situation we're in, care.com is good. And then Facebook groups.
Yeah. And care.com, I put a little ad out that just said I wanted someone that was bilingual or Spanish speaking. Actually, they didn't even need to know English at that point.
Yeah.
Spanish speaking. I wanted someone a little older because it was nerve wracking for me putting a 5 week old with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, just a few days a week, but still. And so I just kind of put the hours out there, what was available, and then I got about 50 responses.
Wow.
And most of them were Brazilians. There was a ton of Brazilian students on there, but there were, most of them were really young. So you could find Brazilian if you want to teach your kid Portuguese. You could find, there was a couple of Chinese students on there. There was tons of Spanish speaking here.
Yeah.
So it was really neat because that was such a good start to teaching him Spanish because I really didn't know a lot in the beginning. Remember?
Right,
like
right.
I was just learning how to talk to a baby in Spanish. I knew how to talk to you in Spanish. I knew how to talk to Lalo in Spanish.
But now you have a person.
But now you're talking to this little infant and you're saying things like change your diaper and, you know, things that you didn't use before. So
right.
having a Spanish speaking person in the house that I could ask that to, like, it really jump started that whole bilingual process with him. But those are definitely some to look into. I've really had good luck with the Facebook thing and connecting with other moms.
Yeah,
on
Facebook
there.
Seems really good. And I think you just go search and then you filter to groups or something. Facebook search is so weird
to
me.
The search is new, but it's something along that line.
But if somebody's determined, they should be able to find it if they go to Facebook and start looking for these
groups. Yeah, and as far as preschools, like I said, I didn't really know what to do. Like, I just went on Yelp and I Googled in San Diego and I came across a lot, but I think I just need to go tour a few. And a lot, all the schools have waiting lists and they don't start till 5, like the Language Academy and places like
actual
that. So
elementary school.
Yeah, and Jack's 20 months old, so we're not worried about that yet. And I'm kind of glad we're not there yet because it just seems really overwhelming.
Okay. What else last week? Last week.
Que más? Oh, sí. Que más? Last week. What else did I do? Oh, I went to Tijuana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I went to Tijuana. I think I told you guys last week that I was going right after I was going to go to a 6-course dinner in Tijuana with my friend Rebecca. It was.
I did not, for the record, for those of you that watched last week, I did not. Like, that was an opportunity for me to eat something that, like, you wouldn't normally want to eat. And I totally failed. I think I just had leftovers.
Oh, that night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I need to have my own.
That's
like,
because
go eat barbecue or something.
Well, with your diet anyways, you're eating what you want anyways. Okay, so I have something fun for you. So I took a picture of the menu.
Uh-huh.
So I've said a couple times how hard menus are to translate. It's just the food does not make sense. So I'm going to read it in Spanish and you see if you can guess what it is.
Okay.
So this is my 6-course dinner in Tijuana.
And for those watching the video, I can't see what she's
doing. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this was the first course from Chef Acosta. So there was two chefs. And one is from Valle, and one is, she does like Moroccan, she calls it. She's from Morocco, and she does like Moroccan Mexican food. But it's called Mi Casa Supper Club, and it's in Tijuana. Have to go.
Now, do you say super?
No. Well, this is kind of a...
Because there's two P's in this word.
Yeah, this is... It's definitely... She's not Spanish. She's not Mexican. Okay. So it's Moroccan.
Sure.
So it's like English. And I couldn't believe how many people live in playas right there in Tijuana that like this is their frequent restaurant. So it was a cool little community to see.
Because it's one of the nicest ones, right?
Yeah, but it's a gorgeous restaurant. If you're ever down there, go check out brunch. Their patio is not open yet, but it will be open soon. Check out brunch and then dinner is amazing. Okay, so the first course was, and these aren't really Mexican food, so that might help a little bit.
Okay.
Sashimi de Escolar, ahumado, en frío, con café, canela y coco, acompañado de salsa de cítricos y aceite de chiles. Okay. That one's easy.
So, sashimi de Escolar, so it's some type of sushi.
Okay.
Con what? What was that for that? Humido?
Con café?
No.
Oh.
In the beginning.
Ahumado.
Ahumado. So that's smoked?
Yeah. Actually, it is. Yeah. It's like humador is like
a
smoker thing, right?
Humo is smoke.
Oh, smoke. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ahumado is smoked.
So that would be smoked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And then what else?
So it must be like in frío. It must be like cold smoked.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because it's not
in
cooked.
Frío?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Con café.
With coffee,
canela,
cinnamon,
yep, and cocoa,
and chocolate.
It just says cocoa.
Oh, okay, sure.
Acompañado
with like on a side.
Yep, de salsa de cítricos.
Citrus salsa, yeah.
Y aceite de chiles.
And chili oil.
Chili oil, yeah. Yeah, it's not too hard when you kind of like break it down. The smoked thing was new.
Humido. Yeah.
Okay, so this one is the second course, kind of on the whole, still in Mariscos.
Let's see it, yep.
Ostión, I don't know if I'm saying that word right. Ostión gigamoto con salsa de vino.
Oysters, Gigamoto. I don't know what gigamoto is.
Okay, so this is where food becomes interesting because it's basically a type of oyster. So it's gigamoto oysters.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. And I bet somebody that knows what gigamoto oysters are, they'd be like, oh, yeah.
Oysters.
Yeah.
Con salsa de vino.
Sure. So wine sauce.
Y chimichurri con chicharrón crujiente. Crujiente. That's crispy.
Oh, crispy?
Yeah, crujiente. That's crujiente. What they're saying for crispy. They're saying
not frito or fritada. That's fried, I guess.
I've heard that too, but it's crujiente chicharrón. That's my this week I learned.
Crujiente
okay?
sounds funny because crujiente is like raw people. Crudo gente, like
crujiente. Gente. You know? I see what you mean. It's with a J though, not a.
Oh, okay, not with a G. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, interesting.
So, after talking about Cordero de Reyes,
yeah,
I can't believe I'm now at another dinner where I have.
I'm telling you,
raw beef.
It's just outside of the U.S. It's much more common. And yeah, here it's you find it, but it's just super foodie.
Right. So I had tartare de. It's funny they put New York, but I would say tartare de Nueva New York, Nueva York, añejado, 45. How do you say 45? 45 días. Uh-huh. So it's
aged 45 days.
Yeah, New York steak aged or New York steak tartare aged 45 days.
How did you
days.
Say aged? So, hold on, say it again. Sorry.
They say añejado. Añejado.
Oh, like añejo. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. Like añejo, aged. Like reposado, like
añejo means aged.
Tequila. Yeah. So aged 45 days. Aceite de herbos y salsa asiática. So asiática is Asian sauces.
Oh.
No. Yeah. I've never heard of that. Hmm. And then this one was hard, I thought. I don't know why it was hard to me, but waffles. And they say, they spell waffles with one F. Waffles. Maybe you say waffles. Con especias y pollo frito. So that's fried.
Fried chicken?
Yeah. Yep. So frito was
chicken
when
waffles?
You, uh-huh. Con mole. Ugh. Estilo oaxaqueña.
So Oaxacan mole?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not a fan.
Y miel. Arisa.
Mil? Spell mil.
So basically mil is honey, like us.
Oh.
Like mil arisa.
I was thinking like thousand.
So that's just like harissa maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And then costilla de res oneado 24 horas. So that's 24-hour baked beef ribs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Costilla de res. So that must be baked beef ribs.
Type of rib? Costilla, maybe that's...
Yeah.
Maybe that's the rib.
And then pire... De camote.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that
rotizado.
Is.
That's roasted.
Rotizado?
Rotizado.
Rotizado.
Rotizado. So roasted sweet potato.
Bueno.
Tomate de marmelada y verduras y la parrilla.
Mm.
Grilled vegetables.
Grilled vegetables.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it was really fun. It was good to like see it, but also get to eat it and realize, okay, that's what I'm eating.
So we'll put that photo on the blog so people can.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll throw this up there.
Try to, yeah,
it's. I think food is a total challenge with.
It is because it's so descriptive. It's almost like food. Food is like art, right?
Right.
And music is another form of art. And if you look at those two things, it's almost like there's a real similarity with the language barrier, because in music, it's. All these idioms and phrases and sayings that you really have to have the language internalized to understand,
mm-hmm.
right? There's all these weird things that if you just read the words, it doesn't make any sense at all. And it's so descriptive and nuanced. It's art. So I feel like food, even how you just describe food, is probably similar, right?
Right, especially when you're at a 6-course dinner.
Yeah, they want to make it sound, all amazing. Even if it's, if you just said, pollo con vegetables, it'd be like boring,
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right. Want to move into This Week I Learned? We'll totally keep you updated on our nanny journey in preschool. It's like definitely another process and challenge with raising a bilingual child.
But we also had Spanish class, and so we have a few words.
Yeah, we had Spanish class with Lala last week. So we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with This Week I Learned. Hola todos, bienvenidos. Welcome back to This Week I Learned. You probably should kick it off because you have more.
Sí, okay. So the first one, and this is all we learned in Spanish class, was ayunar, which is to fast, which is the type of diet I'm on where I don't eat anything until noon.
That's what I deal with.
And so, yeah, we were talking about that and trying to describe that is like, you know, I don't eat until mediodía, you know, noon. And so the word for that is ayunar. So that's to fast.
When I see that word, I just think to help or something.
I know, ayuda. Yeah, because that's so common. Now,
I like this one. La flexión de pecho.
La flexión de pechos. Yeah, push-ups. Push-ups. And this was because...
This was prompted because we say a lot of ums.
Yeah, I actually wrote it down. So we're trying to... And there was one of them right there. We're trying to not say the words, you know, like, yeah, or so.
In Spanish class, when we're speaking solo en español.
Right. So if we're talking in Spanish...
It's very hard to get rid of that in English.
If we're talking in Spanish and we're saying blah, 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 you know, whatever, and then we'll stop at a point and say, you know, and then keep going. I do this one a lot.
So Ben's the... you always say, you know. So he'll be telling a story. He'll say, vamos a blah, 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 you know. Right. And it stands out a lot. Not when you're saying it, though. I don't ever notice myself say like that many times in English when I'm speaking Spanish. But Lalo is like, this is just a good way to progress your Spanish speaking.
Well,
you can use
cleans quest. It up, right? You can use the Spanish equivalent of these.
So what are some things that we replace these with?
So entonces. Entonces, for so, instead of yeah, like yes, it's ya, ya.
Okay.
Like, como.
Como.
Como. Also, este is one.
Este.
Este.
Isn't este this or
it
that?
Does mean that, yeah, but you just, you hear people say it a lot. It's one of those filler kind of
and
words.
Then in Spain they say pues, which pues, is well.
Yeah.
So pues. These are basically, you know, you're thinking, you're speaking Spanish, you're telling a story, it's very casual. You're going to have pauses and your pauses naturally come out in English.
Right.
You're just so used to using them that you pause and you think in English. And these are just little small ways to switch to when I'm thinking about something, I say, como, pues, entonces. Those are just ways to...
And you have to consciously do it.
You do.
It's the hard part.
So that's the funny thing is these come so natural to us, but now we have to consciously think about it.
So we were, and I'm holding this up for the video. I don't know if it can focus.
No, it can't.
But we were keeping track, and the idea was that we were going to do push-ups. And we were supposed to do 10 push-ups for every time we said it, but it turned out to be, for me, it would have been 150 push-ups.
Yeah, so Ben said, you know, 8 times. I think Lalo even was a little nice and didn't get every single one.
Mm-hmm.
And then what other one do you say? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 times. I, being in Chile, was the first time I really practiced not saying that so much. And so my numbers were a little better than usual. So I only said like 3 times and so once.
So we'll keep track of this as we go through
class. I know,
it's
been fun.
Also, también, descansar.
This was the one that I brought up, right? Because Patty said to my, said to me she wasn't feeling well, and I said, enjoy your weekend. And she said, descansan, what did she say? Descansen?
Descansen.
I'll have to look it up. And I was like
you guys enjoy.
I had never
or
heard
you guys,
that before.
Relax. So descansar is like a break. It's a like you're taking a break, you're relaxing, you're stopping, you have doing something. And it's all over the place. You know, me descansar.
Now I see it always.
Yeah, I hear it and I see it all over. So that was a good one. So descansar and descansarse is the reflexive form of that. So that was one that we actually talked about that quite
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, descansen, she said. Yeah, we talked about this for a good while because she said, okay, Jenny, hasta mañana, descansen. And...
Yeah.
Like when I translated it, it said to rest. And I went, why is she telling me to rest? I'm not the one that wasn't feeling good. But then I talked to Lalo about it. And he's like, it's just a really nice way to be
like
enjoy your weekend
or
you know, I don't know. It's just like a nice, you know, casual way. So
we'll be saying that one a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then what are some other ways you've used it or heard it said so far after we learned about it?
Me descansó. Oh, like Jack lo descansó or something like that. Like Jack took a break you know, he wanted to sleep or he wanted to, you know, stop doing something. Oh, Patty was walking him and she was trying to say, he just kept wanting to stop. You know, so she would say, él quiere descansar, descansar or whatever.
Typical toddler, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I learned one word this week other than the ones that that we already did, because I learned all those too. But the only one that I learned was adifafonos. Did I say that right?
No.
Damn it.
Slow it down.
Adifonos.
A-U-D.
This, I don't like this word.
Audifonos.
So I didn't learn it then, because I don't like it. I'm not going to use the adifonos.
You do use it.
I do?
Yeah, every time we fly on a plane and they come by with headphones.
Oh, I love when they say
adifonos,
it.
Adifonos?
They say it really good. Why can't I say it like that? Adifonos.
Because you just learned it 5 minutes ago.
Right.
That's these guys. Oh, that's these guys.
All right, guys. That's it for today after I botched that word. We'll see you here next week. Gracias por escuchar.
Y nos vemos en el próximo episodio.
Chao. Hey guys, thanks for listening. You can find full show notes and images from today's episode at breakingespanol.com. We appreciate you listening and would love to see you back here again, so be sure to subscribe now. We have new episodes weekly. Thanks and see you next time. Adios.